Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And the theme of our program is what? Delights. The theme is what? Delights. The theme is what again? Delights. Hallelujah. From Wednesday till yesterday, we have been amazingly blessed by the teaching of God's word from different servants of God. Hallelujah. And this morning, we are also looking at the theme of the program that says the light. The Bible says in Psalm 119 and verse 105, Psalm 119 verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. That means the word of God guides us. Your life and my life is guided by the word. This also tells us that the word of God is the source of life. The word of God is the source of light. Glory be to God. Psalm 119 and verse 130 also tells us that the entrance of the word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. That means as far as the kingdom of God is concerned, ignorance is not permitted. Hallelujah. Ignorance is not permitted because the word of the Lord is a giver of light. The word of the Lord is a giver of understanding. So you that you are here this morning, you are in the right place. Tell your neighbor you are in the right place. The place of the word. The place of light. The place of life. Hallelujah. Amen. So the word of God is word is the word of God guides our feet. Where other people stumble, you don't stumble. Why? There is something you have gotten called the word of God. Where other people fail, you just scale through in success. Because the word of the Lord guides you. The word of the Lord shines light in your path. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'd like us to see our theme scripture for this program. John chapter 1 and verse 9. John chapter 1 verse number 9. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, John 1 verse 9 says, that was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. Hallelujah. My question this morning is, have you received the true light? Have you received the true light? The true light is a person. The true light is Jesus. So everyone that have received Jesus as Lord and personal Savior, they have received light. Because the true light lives in you, is a person, is Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And from this verse of scripture, it says, that was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. This tells you and I that Jesus is the source of your light. When you came into the world, is the one that gave you what? Light. Who gave you light? Jesus, the word. He is the true light. Glory be to God. He is the source of your spiritual light. Every man born into the world is born into what is called the first light, which is the daylight, the sunlight. Hallelujah. Amen. And this light, the best thing you can do with this light is to know about God's creation, what you can see physically. Hallelujah. But for you to enjoy the true light, the source of this spiritual true light that we're talking about, it takes Jesus, the Son of God, to come down and show himself and manifest himself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why we are celebrating Jesus. That's why we are celebrating him as what? He is the true light. Because he's the source of your spiritual understanding. He's the source of of your spiritual light, is the source of your understanding, is the source of your spiritual life. Hallelujah. There is no other light, no other truth anywhere outside Jesus. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the true light. Hallelujah. The second anchor scripture for the program is in John chapter 8 and verse 12. John 8 verse 12. John 8 verse 12 says, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. He who follows me shall have what? The light of life. And this morning, I bring to you, follow the true light. Be a follower of the true light. Tap your neighbor, say, my dear brother or my dear sister, I heard you. Be a follower of the true light. Hallelujah. How many of us have heard people say, follow us on our social media handle? How many of you have heard that? Follow us on our social media handle, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, follow us on YouTube channel. You understand? And you know what? People follow these people that tell you, follow them. For example, Stay Strong is on the social media. Amen. Hallelujah. So we tell you, follow Stay Strong on social media. Hallelujah. So if you love the gospel that we preach, you will be a follower of Stay Strong on social media. Am I right? That also means that you become a disciple because you believe the gospel that is preached on that channel. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, you cannot follow somebody you don't believe in. Glory be to God. If you don't believe in Jesus, you cannot follow him. You cannot follow somebody you don't believe in. And that's why Jesus is saying, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. That tells us that in this world that we are, there is darkness. But there is only one personality that you are permitted to follow, that your salvation is guaranteed. His name is Jesus. There's only one person that you are permitted to follow, that your salvation, the totality of your salvation is guaranteed. That's why he said, he that followeth me shall have the light of life. What an assurance of your salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. What an assurance of our salvation following him. He that followeth me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I like us to see that same verse again. It said, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. Does this sound to you like a declaration? Hallelujah. Let's talk, please. Does this sound to you like a declaration? So that means in following Jesus, we must be bold enough to declare who we are in Christ. He said, I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. So as a child of God that follows the Lord, you must learn to lend your voice to who you are in Christ Jesus. This is how to follow him. I am the light of the world. That's why he says, I am the light of the world. Telling you and I who he is. Praise God. Please, let's read that. Okay, this is verse 12. Let's read verse number 13. Let me read verse 12 then. Please give me verse 13 and we'll just read. Just enjoy the word of God. Hallelujah. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but he shall have the light of life. Hallelujah. Verse 13. The Pharisees therefore said to him, you bear witness of yourself. Your witness is not true. Church, are you following? Because he said to them, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me will not walk in darkness. They were angry. They didn't accept that. The same way sometimes when you tell somebody, I know who I am, they are angry in their inside. When you tell somebody, I am wealthy, I cannot be poor, they get angry. When you tell people, I cannot be sick because Jesus fully paid the price, they get angry. Let's go to the next verse. They said, because you bear witness of yourself, it is true. And I'm telling you today, listen, friends, follow Jesus. Bear witness of your realities. Bear witness of your realities. Say with me, I cannot be sick. Can you tap a friend sitting beside you? Say, look at me. I am the light of the world. I am a city that is set upon the hill. I am loaded. I am fruitful. I cannot be sick. I can never go down for going over. I cannot be poor. I am wealthy. You are blessed. Just tell your neighbor you are blessed. That you are sitting beside a wealthy personality. I am financially loaded. Hallelujah. So my friend, don't be like the Pharisees. Don't get angry. We only bearing witness to our realities. Because that's what our elder brother did, Jesus Christ. He said, I am the light of the world. And we are angry. Amen. So this tells us that as we are followers of the true light, we must lend our voice to who we are in Christ. A lot of times, people don't have this understanding. They rather lend their voices to the trouble, to the challenges. They rather tell their neighbors, see what they are going through, see what is happening, see what is doing this. Rather for them to open their mouths and do what? And switch on the light by lending their voice to their realities. This morning, I am charging you, learn to follow Jesus, the true light. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read the next verse. So they are angry with him because he declared that he is the true light, is the light of the world. They were angry. Verse 14. Now, because they said to Jesus, he said, Jesus, you are bearing witness to yourself, so that's not true. Do you get what I'm saying? So what you said is not true because you bear witness of yourself. But look at Jesus' response. Verse 14. Jesus answered and said to them, even if I bear witness of myself, my witness is what? True. Hey! Your witness that you are a child of God is what? The truth. As you witness that you are the light of this world, you are the shining light, is what? The truth. Listen, if you don't say it, nobody will say it for you. So you have to lend your voice to it. In your marriage, my marriage is working. My home is working. My children are prospering. My effort in the place of prayer is bringing forth great results. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus said, even if I bear witness of myself, my witness is true. Why? For I know where I came from. Hey, Jesus said, I know where I came from. Can you tell that situation that is confronting you that I know who I am? I know who I am. You delay of any kind, I cast you out of my life because I know who I am. Jesus said, I bear witness of myself. My witness is true. Why? I know where I came from and where I am going. He said, but you do not know where I come from and where I am going. This is your reality as a saint. Your enemies don't know where you are going. They don't even know where you are coming from. Hallelujah. That is why they cannot understand who you are. The Pharisees, they were arguing with Jesus because he said, I'm the light of the world. They said, you bear witness to yourself is not true. And I love Jesus. He had an understanding of who he is. He said, I know who I am. Can you say that to yourself? I know who I am. I am from above. And I'm seated together with Christ Jesus in the heavenly places. A place far above principalities and power. All things of this world, they are under my feet. I am above. And I live the above and beyond life. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. So this is what Jesus wants us to do. Follow him. Be a follower of Jesus. Hallelujah. Follow Jesus in the handle of the world. Hallelujah. Follow Jesus in where? The handle of the world. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, he has told us from that verse, please go back to verse number 12 of John 8. Verse 12. He says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. This also tells us that the one that followeth Jesus can never dwell in darkness. Let's see some few benefits of following the Lord. Hallelujah. Following the true light. Is it wrong for you to bear witness of your realities in Christ? Is it wrong? It's right. So anytime our pastor, our man of God, is leading us into confession, take it seriously, because you are bearing witness of your realities. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now let's see a few benefits of following the true light, Jesus. Number one, those who follow him, they don't abide in darkness. Darkness is not their dwelling place. Darkness of sin, darkness of sickness, darkness of shame, darkness of pain is not their dwelling place. Because they have this understanding, just like Jesus said, I know where I came from. I know who I am. Hallelujah. Let's see John chapter 12 and verse 46. John 12 verse 46. John 12 46 says, I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in where? Darkness. Whoever believes in me will not abide where? In darkness. So that means darkness to some people is their abiding place. But you, that you are a child of God, light is your dwelling place. Light is your dwelling place. Light is your dwelling place. Can you say it? Light is my dwelling place. Remember, we are following Jesus. He's bearing witness of himself. Hallelujah. Say, light is my dwelling place. Because I've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of health, the kingdom of prosperity. I cannot be sick, because where I am right now is the kingdom of light, of health. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So another thing you must understand, that as you follow the true light, you are already made. Those who follow the true light, they are made. Say, I am made. Say it again, I am made. All right, let's see the scripture in Matthew chapter 4. Matthew 4, verse 18. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. Glory be to God. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, who is Jesus? The true light. Who is Jesus, church? The true light. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Verse 19. Then he said to them, the true light is a talking light. Hallelujah. I said, the true light is a talking light. Then he said to them, follow me. Why is he saying follow me? He wants to change their status. Hallelujah. He wants to take them from that place where they have been to the next level. So each time you are following the true light, your status will forever change. Your address will change. Your finances will change. Because the true light is a talking light. Hallelujah. Amen. He said to them, follow me. Why? I will make you fishers of men. I will make you. This is still a promise. I will do what? I will make you. As Jesus come, is Jesus living in you? That means you are made. Hallelujah. You are made. There's a great transformation in you. Glory be to God. Let's see the next verse. Verse 20. He says, follow me and I will make you. I will make you fishers of men. Remember, they were fishermen. Hallelujah. They were fishermen. But when Jesus said, follow me, he turned them from being fishermen to be fishers of men. Listen, to describe you as a wealthy person is when you have people around you. Hallelujah. There's so many things your friends, men, will do for you that fish, ordinary fish, cannot do in your life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Verse 20, they immediately left their nets and followed him. When they followed him, if you read that account, their life changed. The story changed from just catching fishes. Now, they catch men. That is the assignment God has given to you and I in Christ. You as the light, the city that is set upon the hill. We are to shine the light. He calls you a city. Do you know what a city is? Amen. Somebody said to somebody that said to me, the person said this, he said, the day he got to the city of Texas, he made up his mind that he will not come to the city of Port Harcourt again. So that tells you that city past city. Do you understand? If that person can say that about just an earthly city, I'm talking about you. You are heavenly city. You are what? Heavenly city. He said you are the city that is set upon the hill. What then is your function? Your duty is to shine the light and attract men to the kingdom. Our duty is to what? Shine the light and attract men to where? The kingdom. A beautiful city is always attractive. Am I right? A beautiful city is always what? Attractive. So you are a city of the Lord. So, and because you are a city, he has already made you complete. You are complete in him. You are complete in that city. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Shout it again. I am made. I am wonderfully made. I am beautifully made. And I'm shining the light. I am a follower of the true light, Jesus. Another point here is those who follow the true light, they don't live a life of toiling. Those who follow the true light, they do not live a life of toiling. Days of toiling has ended in your life. Days of struggling have ended in your life. It does not matter what the struggling is, but today that struggling has come to an end. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's see Luke chapter 5. Let's read from verse number 1. Those who follow the true light, they don't live a life of toiling. Why? The light, the word, is a light unto our paths. And because it's a light unto your path, you cannot toil. You cannot struggle. Glory be to God. Luke chapter 5. Let's read from verse 1. So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Okay, the next one. And saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. You may be washing your nets right now that you want to pack up your business, but light is shining on that business. You may be washing the net of quitting your marriage. Light is shining in your marriage. You always know what to do. And because you know what to do, you always act on the right thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then he got into one of the boats, verse 3, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitude from the boats. The next verse. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Verse 5. Let me just say something here. When he came to them, he used their boats, but he never left them stranded. Did you notice that? The Bible says when he had done preaching, when he had done teaching, what did he do? He blessed them. And the blessing is what we are going to see right now. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, they have toiled all night and caught nothing. That means they were struggling before their encounter with the master, with light. All night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Did you see that right now? At your word, I will let down the net. So the way to follow Jesus, to follow his instruction, is by obeying his word. Obeying his instruction. Let me hear you shout hallelujah. It's by obeying his instruction. Verse 6, and when they had done this, that is when they had obeyed, when they had followed that instruction, when they had let down their net, they caught a great number of fish and their net was breaking. They caught a great number. They had a great catch. Anytime light shines in your business, there is always increase. Anytime light shines in your home, there is always fruitfulness. The light of the word, the light of instruction, shine in them. They obeyed and they had what? A great catch. I see you having a great catch. Whatever you desire, you are having what? A great catch. You desire peace, a great catch of peace. You desire money, a great catch. Divine ideas, a great catch. As not little catch, a great catch. That is what you are getting, a great one. A great one. A great catch that takes you from one level to another. A great catch that helps you to shine even in your classroom, in the midst of your peers. You have a great catch of understanding of the world. You have a great catch of understanding of what your teachers are teaching you. Hallelujah. Amen. Getting understanding becomes very easy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So Jesus said to them, he that followeth me. They followed. They will have what? The light of life. When these men followed the instruction of Jesus, they actually had life. You know, they said they were struggling before. When they had this catch, are they still struggling? Did they still struggle? That is why I know, as you are sitting down here hearing the word of life, struggling days are forever over. Disappointment days are over. Is your season of divine promotion and lifting in the name of Jesus Christ. Stand to your feet and shout it. I have a good catch. I have a great catch. Hallelujah. Please, you can take your seat. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That same John chapter 8, the last part of it, it said, if you follow me, you will have the light of life. What does this mean? That means as a light, you are reflecting God. You are the one reflecting Jesus. Praise God. So when we see you, we see Jesus. When we see you, we see the light. Hallelujah. That's why he said, he that followeth me shall have what? The light of life. There is something the followers have. The followers of the true light, they always have. Say, I always have. Say it again, I always have the light of life. I always have the light of joy. I always have the light of glory. I always have the light of increase. Those who follow Jesus, they always have. Those who follow Jesus, they always do what? They always have. Remember John chapter 1. Please help us with John chapter 1. John chapter 1 verse number 4 says, In him, there is life. And that life is the light of men. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. That means you in Christ Jesus, you always have light of life. No darkness in you. Say, there is no darkness in me. Jump to your feet and say it one more time. Say, there is no darkness in me. Say it again, there is no darkness in me. Tell your neighbor, eyeball to eyeball, there's no darkness in me. I have the light of life. And I'm walking in this reality. Glory be to God. Please take your seat. See, as you jump up to do that, some things have just dropped off. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I love Jesus. He said, those who follow me, they have what? The light of life. So you, that you are the light, you always have life. You always have life. So we are havers of life. Say, I am an haver of life. Glory be to God. We always have life because we follow him. He said, he that followeth me have the life of life. That means everywhere you light David, lights. Mention your name. You know your names. You are light. Amen. Anywhere light Esther appear, she's a reflector of Jesus. Anywhere the new creation go, reflects the life. Why? He said, you have the light of life. Your follower of Jesus, they always have. John chapter 1 that we read, John 1, 9, he said what? He's a giver. What does he give? Light. So that tells me and you, if you think there is something contrary to the word of God in your life, you are mistaken. I've come to announce to you today that what you have received is called life. You have life. I'm a reflection of the life of God the Father. Say to yourself, I'm a reflection of God the Father, the life of God the Father. Hallelujah. And you know there is no sickness in life, because sickness is darkness. Jesus did not say, he that followeth me shall have darkness. Is that what he said? He said, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Because side by side, in you, through you, light is oozing out. Light is oozing out. Light is oozing out. Psalm 119 verse 130 that we read, he said what? He giveth light to even what? The simple. That means no room for, I don't know what to do in your life. No room for, I don't know what to do. That's why sang a song. He said, I know what to do anytime, anywhere, by the Spirit of the Lord. I always know what to do. Anytime you get to a crossroad, open up your spirit. I always know what to do. I know what to do by the Spirit of the Lord. Because what you have received is what? The light of life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. A believer does not have light and at the same time walking in darkness. It's not possible. You cannot have this light and at the same time you are walking in darkness. Can you see me now standing here? Please come, sir. Stand here. Please come, sir. Stand here. Look at the both of them. I have received Jesus. Am I right? Please come and stand here. Okay. Please stand here. I want one person here. Jesus said, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Let's assume this is darkness. Let's assume this is light. Now, I am in between the both of them. Am I right? Is it possible for me to follow darkness and at the same time I'm following light? Is it possible? It's not possible. That's what Jesus is saying. If you can follow me, you are exempted from the darkness of the world. Because it's not possible for you to follow me and you are following darkness and you're also following light. It's not possible. It's not possible. You can't be in light and be dwelling in sin. You cannot be in light because he is light. Hallelujah. And like I said, the light is the speaking light. When you want to fall into sin, it tells you. He bear witness in your spirit. That is why you must learn to speak your reality like we saw in the life of Jesus. You want to steal meat from the pots, for example, and the Holy Spirit is telling you that is not a good idea. What do you need to do at that point? I refuse to steal. I do not have a stealing spirit. Hallelujah. I have a righteousness nature. I have the Spirit of God in me. Because when you walk in light, when your eyes are single, you will always follow light. Hallelujah. But when the eyes of people are double, they are not even sure of their salvation. They are not sure. Should I sign and increase the figure? Should I add, instead of 1 million? You say, bros, put one more. Let it be 11 million. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is the instruction of darkness. The check is supposed to be 1 million. But now, it's telling you, add one more. Just write one beside the check. It becomes 11 million. You now say, this is time for you to make money. This is wisdom. It's not wisdom. It's foolishness. It's because you don't know who you are. How much is 11 million? 11 million cannot pay for your salvation. Why then do you want to crumble your salvation? Are you listening to me this morning? So you cannot follow light, and at the same time, you are following darkness. If you follow light, divine instruction is yours forever. That's why it says what? He guides with his light our paths, so that we don't stumble where other believers stumble. You must know the word for yourself so that you can live the life and you can say who you are of a truth. Praise the Lord. Please, can you celebrate them for me, please? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The light is evidence to others. The light is an evidence that is actually telling us how do we manifest the light. Do you understand? To say that you are the light of the world, you are a city that is set upon the hill, is what I'm talking about now. The light is evidence to others. Remember, in Matthew chapter 5, he said, you are the city that is set upon the hill. He says, shine the light, verse 16. Please bring it up. Matthew 5, 16. He says, shine the light that all men will see. That tells us that you as light, there is an evidence to show that you are the light. You are the light. You are to shine. Praise God. He says, let your light, verse 16 of Matthew 5, he said, let your light so shine before men that they may see. This light is what? To be seen, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. You as a light, listen, we see your works. I said to Pastor, somebody was preaching to me many years ago, and one of the reasons why I did not accept the person's preaching then was that you finished preaching to me, sister, be born again. I said, When we got through, this same sister, I touched her bucket. She was angry. Is she shining the light? No. So I looked at her that, this thing you are telling me, if this is how it works, then it's not correct. You should even dash me your buckets. You understand? You should show me love. Love your neighbor as your... Hallelujah. But when we touched her bucket, she was angry. And she was grumbling everywhere, frowning. I say, hey, I thought this person just preached to me that I should receive Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we are, our works are seen because we are lights. So when you tell somebody, I'm the light, I'm the city, I am seated upon the hill, my light is shining, and you have no love work in you, we doubt if really you are a Christian. We doubt your Christianity. Praise God. So this light we are talking about, the Bible says that men, shine this light, that men may see your good works. So you as a light, there is need for you to do what? Good works. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. Jesus said, The Bible says that Jesus went everywhere preaching and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. He was doing good works, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was what? With him. So as a light, you've got to do good work. Hallelujah. Amen. So it is in our good works that people see that of a truth that we are the light. The light is evidence to others by good deeds we do in faith and through the power of the Holy Spirit. So this good work that is done in faith and is done through us through the power, with the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. How to follow the true light? Just a few points. How to follow the true light? Number one, the way to follow the true light is worship God in wholeheartedness. Worship God with the whole of your heart. John chapter 4, verse 24. Worship God with the whole of your heart. Those who worship the Lord, they worship the Lord in truth. God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in how? In spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Number two, show Jesus. This is how to follow him. Show Jesus in everything you do. Show Jesus. Right, Matthew chapter 5 verse 16. That is what we just read right now. That men will see your good works and glorify your heavenly Father. So show Jesus in everything you do. And the next point, the way to follow Jesus, our true light, love your enemies. Matthew 5:44, love your enemies. Do not curse them. Do not pray for the death of your enemies. Don't help Satan to achieve his plan here on earth. You are a life giver. Praise the name of the Lord. Matthew chapter 5 verse 44. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray. Everybody shout pray. Pray. The Bible did not say, the Lord did not say, and curse them to death. He said, pray for those who do what? Spitefully use you and persecute you. So we are not instructed to pray for somebody to die. Hallelujah. Pray for them. Even Jesus said, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the next point that you have here, how to follow the true light, love your neighbors. Love your neighbors. Matthew 22 verse 39. Love your neighbors. You can read that maybe when you get home, if they can bring it up quickly on the screen. Matthew 22:39. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. If you know that you love yourself, you will, that same love, you will extend it toward to your neighbor. What you cannot do to yourself, don't do it to your neighbor. Praise God. And the next point, how to follow the true light, be humble. Jesus walked here on earth. Jesus lived a life of what? Humility. Hallelujah. Amen. Matthew 23 verse 12. And finally, another way that you follow Jesus, the true light, don't worry. This one is common, very common among Christians, worry. But he says, don't worry. Hallelujah. Matthew 6:34. You can just give us Matthew chapter 6 and verse 34. And whoever, thank you. Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will what? Tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Don't worry about tomorrow. Worry cannot produce anything. Stand to your feet this morning as you give God all the praise. Declare over your life, I am walking. I am following. I am a follower of the true light. Can I hear you lift up your voice as you declare, I follow the true light. I always follow the true light. I always follow the true light. I am a follower. I do not walk in darkness. Affirm with your mouth what you are walking in. I'm walking in light. I am walking in understanding. No darkness in my life. No darkness in me. Darkness of sin is not in me. Darkness of shame is not in me. Darkness of disease has no place around me. I am walking in the light because I am the light. I am a city that is set upon the hill. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice as you declare over your life, I am walking in light. I am walking in light. Begin to declare, those who walk in light, those who follow Jesus, those who follow the true light, they don't worry about anything. Can you decree and declare, I am walking, I'm following Jesus, therefore I do not worry about anything. I do not worry about anything because all things have been given to me. All things are mine. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you worship. In Jesus' mighty name we have declared. Hallelujah. Put those hands together to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Glory be to God.